The real threat to marriage isn't winsome Sears. It's a nation defying God. Marriage is God's design, not man's right to redefine. VCA stands with Winsome Sears and the Bible against the rebellion behind same-sex marriage. Morally opposed, because God is. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. The Democratic Party of Virginia, DPVA, has launched a June 26 Pride Month broadside against Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, branding her as a threat to same-sex marriage simply because she said what the Bible says. Marriage is between a man and a woman. For this, she is being labeled extreme. But it is not Winsome Sears who threatens marriage. The real threat is the state-sponsored rejection of God's design for sexuality. The institution of marriage belongs to God alone. It is not a government construct to be revised, politicized, or queered. As Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 says, "A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This is the only union God blesses sexually. Period. What God says about homosexual practice. The DPVA claims that the overwhelming majority of Virginians support same-sex marriage. But the real question is, does God? His answer has not changed. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9-10. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Yet that passage continues with hope, and such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, verses 0.11. This is why Virginia Christian Alliance has stood for biblical sexuality for decades, not to condemn, but to call all people to freedom in Christ. Read our full position paper here, and explore our full archive of articles here. Civil unions aren't the issue, truth is. Winsome Sears has stated that she supports civil unions for same-sex couples. That is not a biblical position. But her moral opposition to redefining marriage is grounded in God's truth, and it is worth defending, especially in a time when truth is on trial in the public square. As believers, we do not hate people, we love them enough to warn them. Jesus himself said, "From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Mark chapter 10 verses 6, 9. Love the sinner, hate the sin? Yes, but mean it. The DPVA press release also slanders Regent University, where Sears delivered the 2025 commencement address. Regent is criticized for describing homosexual conduct as indecent and obscene. Yet this reflects biblical truth. Scripture warns that God gave them over to degrading passions, men with men committing indecent acts. Romans chapter 1 verses 26-27. These are not arbitrary labels, they are God's loving warnings to a world careening toward judgment. The most loving thing we can do is speak truth, before it's too late. Silence is not love, affirmation is not kindness, and political compromise is not righteousness. Stand with truth, not with trends. This is not about political parties or candidates. It is about God's authority over man's rebellion. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34. We urge Virginians, especially professing Christians, to stop apologizing for biblical truth. Marriage is not up for redefinition. Nor is the gospel. We call sinners to repentance, not validation. We call politicians to fear God, not man. And we stand with Winsome Sears in her moral clarity, even if the world calls it extreme. Let us be found faithful, not fashionable. We must obey God rather than men. Acts chapter 5 verse 29.